Hello, my name's Jo Christie of Stir Up Media, and today I'm talking about how to get into the work mindset if you have a home office or if you work from home as a freelancer. Today, I'm dressed and headed out the door to walk around the block, and I'm literally walking around the block to head to work, even though my work is from my bed up a couple of steps and into my office. I'm an office worker through and through. For the last 12, 13 years, I've worked in offices or a normal workplace, so a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job, and I've driven or walked or got the train or bus into work, and there's always been that routine. But as a freelancer working from home, I no longer have a routine. I could stumble out of bed into my pyjamas and wander around the house until 3 p.m. Without having brushed my teeth. And I have to admit, there have been days where I've done that. So I'm intrigued to know how you commute to work, however mini that commute might be. And does it work for you? And some people suggest that just a little fresh air is a really good way to kickstart the day, even if it's just a quick walk into the garden or around the block. So that could be worth trying if you really feel like you need to just get into the mindset. Sometimes it could be worth taking a break during the day, not just a lunch break away from your desk and a quick walk around the house, perhaps do some ironing or a little bit of laundry or prepare the dinner for later, but perhaps going out and bringing in an exercise break, a swim, a run, you know, going to see a personal trainer if that's what you do. Or going to a group, you know, and doing a group session. There's lots of networking events out there all around walking. I believe it's called networking. And some people spend their lunch hours literally chatting but walking at the same time. So they're still working. They're getting a bit of a networking in, a few new contacts, but they're also getting a bit of fresh air and some exercise at the same time. So exercise breaks are a great idea. And I can help the creative mind as well. You just don't know what kind of ideas, might come to you whilst you're doing this. Creating a proper office space is also very important. It can make a real difference to just spreading out across the kitchen table where your family are having breakfast. You might want to prepare the dinner for later, and it's also the dumping ground for absolutely everything throughout the day. This can be quite stressful, and I have found this, where you don't know, you know, what paperwork is where, and, you know, you start to sort of live and breathe and work in the same environment, and it can get a little bit stressful, and cabin fever can set in. So I think, you know, everybody works differently. You know, a good old cup of tea, television on, this could be controversial. Sometimes people work really well with a bit of background noise, the radio, TV, the window open, whereas some people need deathly silence, and a coffee shop may work for a little bit of a buzz later on if that's the case. But whatever you do, there's no right or wrong. As long as you get your mind going and your work done, there isn't a right or wrong. For freelancers, some people can wake up at 7 a.m. and be at the desk for 7:05 a.m. That's not me either. I'm a 10 a.m. girl. It gives me time in the morning to have a little bit of a lay-in because I like my sleep. But I'm a night owl. Sometimes I can be at work till 2-3 a.m. I can still be doing things. My mind is overactive at night. My other half can be snoring next to me, and I've got the best ideas in the world. So I'm sat there writing them out or doing that work. So I don't feel guilty now for waking up at 10 a.m. or being at my desk for 10 a.m. a little bit later in the day. Whereas before, I had real guilt for this because we have this real Monday to Friday 9-to-5 attitude. My friends and family don't get me and what I do to a point. They have the structure of an office job, and I don't quite fit into that mould. So it baffles people that don't understand it. So how do you work? I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at hello@stirupmedia.com, sorry, or tweet me at stirupmedia, or visit stirupmedia.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.